friends. Mommy here, and I've got some news for you. We have officially launched our Patreon. So if you're interested in supporting Storytime with Philip and Mommy, and you would like to help us get new books or upgrade our equipment, or I don't know, maybe even make some video content down the road, then please join us and support us on Patreon. And you can go to the link that is in the bio here, or you can go to patreon.com/storytimewithphilipandmommy. And that's all one big word. And you will get all kinds of cool perks for doing that. Like, we have exclusive additional stories, and, you know, more stories is never bad, and personalized messages, and even a bunch of more fun stuff. So please join us, patreon.com/storytimewithphilipandmommy. And on with the show. Okay, so today, friends, we are reading a book called Guess Who's Coming to Santa's for Dinner? And it was written by Tommy De Paola. And it is read today by Mommy and...
Tomorrow.
And Tomorrow? Your name is Tomorrow? Wow. Well, you're everybody's favorite thing.
Miles.
Tomorrow, Miles. I like it.
From Tomorrowland.
Oh, Miles. From Tomorrowland. Yeah, well, he's pretty cool, too. Are you ready to tell the story? Mm-hmm. Okay, here we go. It was a few weeks before Christmas.
Hey, it's a few weeks before Christmas right now.
You know, Mrs. C,
Santa said to Mrs. Claus,
I haven't seen my family in a while. Let's invite them all for Christmas dinner.
Oh, my, said Mrs. C. Are you sure?
Oh, yes, Santa said. I'm sure.
All right, then. I'll make a list of who you want me to ask.
Santa got out his family photo album.
I don't want to forget anyone,
he said to himself. And... oh, my goodness, he has a huge family, doesn't he, Philip? Mm-hmm. Okay, let's read them all. There's Aunt Astrid, who looks like she might cook because she's got a spoon. Uncle Alfred, he's got some sunglasses on. Cousin James B. Then there's his brother Boris and his family. And he has a wife and how many kids? Let's count. Four children. And then there's his sister Sophia and her family. And she's got a husband. And let's count her children.
One, two, three, four.
And then there's his sister Olga and his friend Lars. And then cousin Ula. And then there's two animals. Mistletoe, who is a... and Tinsel, who is a...
bunny rabbit.
A bunny rabbit. The art kind of is... it's hard to understand. I think that's actually supposed to be a dog. Yeah, I think that's a dog. Let's see what happens. What do you think? Can you see a little more clearly now? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is it a bunny rabbit or is it a dog?
Doggy.
It's a doggy. Okay. The next morning, Mrs. C went out to Santa's workshop.
Do you have the list, Santa?
Mrs. C asked.
Here it is,
Santa said.
Oh, my,
Mrs. C said.
This is everybody. Are you sure you want everybody?
I'm sure,
Santa said.
And I almost forgot. I want to invite my old friend Lars.
Are you sure?
Mrs. C asked.
He won't bring his buddy Oscar, will he?
Oh, no. I'm sure he won't.
Finally, it was Christmas Eve. Away they flew. And in the picture we see Mrs. Claus and all the elves, and they say, goodbye, Santa. And Santa says, goodbye, and he's flying away. Well, Knock, knock. It was Santa's aunt, Astrid.
Oh, my, Aunt Astrid, you're early.
Oh, my goodness. Aunt Astrid has shown up very early, and Mrs. Claus is still in her pajamas and her robe.
I came to help you in the kitchen.
Are you sure?
And she did come to help in the kitchen. Look what she has. A rolling pin. On Christmas morning, the other relatives began arriving. Santa's brother, Boris, his wife, Kirsten, and their children, Emma, Emil, Eric, and baby Willie, arrived first.
How you doing, Mrs. C? Nick back yet?
Willie, get down from the tree.
Not yet.
So it looks like Mr. Boris and his wife have a child that climbs Christmas trees. Better watch out. He'll pull the whole thing down. Oh, dear. Do we climb on Christmas trees? You have to say it out loud.
No.
No. Yeah, when you shake your head, the friends who are listening can't, they don't know what you're doing. So you have to say no. Okay. Uncle Alfred came all the way from Bermuda, where he had retired from ice fishing.
It's cold up here.
He's wearing shorts. And he is. He's got like a Hawaiian shirt and some shorts and some sandals with socks. Oh no.
Cousin James B., the famous chef, came with his present.
For you, Mrs. C., my new cookbook.
Santa's sister, Sonia, and her husband, Bertie, and their children, Leif, Lisbeth, and the twins, Lena and Lucas, were right behind him.
Thank you, my dear Mrs. C., for inviting us.
Santa forgot to bring me my pussycat. Santa forgot to bring me my puppy dog.
Shh! You know you're both allergic.
I want a puppy and pussycat too.
So, it looks like their kids, Leif and Lisbeth, wanted pets. And Lena and Lucas also wanted pets. But I think they're allergic to pets. That's so sad to be allergic to pets because you can't have them in your house. But you can have stuffed animals, right? And that's kind of nice too. Philip's allergic to cats. And so we have a stuffed kitty cat for him to play with.
And I named him Captain Meow Meow.
Yeah, but we can't be near cats. They're very, very bad for us. Okay. Santa's older sister, Olga, was an opera singer. She marched in with her Italian piano player.
Buon Natale tutto, this is Signori Bacchiglagloop.
Ooh. I don't know if I got that last name right. I hope I did.
Buon Natale,
he says.
What's Buon Natale?
They don't know. And then the other sister says, Merry Christmas to you too, Olga.
Buon Natale is Italian for Merry Christmas.
Cousin Ula was the last of the family to arrive.
I'm here.
Oh my.
It's Ula.
Watch your teeth. Uh-oh. Why do they have to watch their teeth?
I don't know. Let's see.
The door opened, and in came Santa.
Santa, you're back just in time. How was your trip?
Mrs. C. asked.
Fine, fine,
Santa said.
A bit of a fog over Antarctica, but we flew right through it.
Santa saw his family.
I'm so happy you're all here.
Thank you, Nick, for all the presents, the whole family says.
But then these children are just too much. They say,
we didn't get our puppy dog and pussycat.
Oof. They have a problem with Santa. But I think Santa probably didn't get them a pussy dog. Pussy cat or a puppy dog, because it sounds like they're allergic and it would make them very sick to have those in their house with them. Let's see what happens next.
Where's Lars?
Santa asked, looking around.
And Lars rushed in. I'm here! I'm here, Nick! Couldn't find Oscar's coat.
Oh my. Mrs. Claus looks really worried about that.
Make yourself at home, everyone!
Santa said. And I would like to point out now in the pictures, Philip, I think I see why. One of Santa's sisters was warning her husband to watch out for his teeth, because I'm noticing something here in the pictures that Cousin Ula is doing. What do you think she's doing here?
Putting candy canes on.
Is she putting them on or is she putting them in her purse?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's taking things from their house and she's putting it in her purse. She's taken some candy canes off the wall, and now she's taking a vase with some flowers. I think that Cousin Ula might have a stealing problem. Uh-oh. Philip, who is Oscar?
A bear.
It looks as though Oscar might be a polar bear. Oh, dear. Mrs. Claus says... He wasn't supposed to bring Oscar. The rest of the family says,
I say, what a large fellow he is. I wonder how much he eats.
I wonder what he eats.
I've done the cookbook just for pates. Remember that walrus Lars had when we were growing up, Nick?
And there's Cousin Ula. This time she's stealing a shepherd from the nativity scene. And look at what has happened here. So Lars brought his big, giant polar bear to the Christmas dinner party. And the cousins, the niece and nephew of Santa's family that are allergic to pets have already started to sneeze. They say, ha-choo, ha-choo. Because they should not be in a house with pets. Oh, dear. Finally, everyone found a place to sit, and Mrs. C served Christmas punch. Uncle Alfred cornered Santa.
I've got a great invention for you, Nick. It'll be the Christmas sensation next year. It's a combination all-in-one-foot massager back scratcher. Stand still while I strap it on you.
Oh, no, not another one. Remember the shoes a few years ago?
We thought we'd never get Santa down from the roof.
So it looks like Uncle Alfred maybe is an inventor, but he's not particularly good because in the pictures, what's going on?
The back scratcher is
going crazy. Mm-hmm. The back scratcher is not doing a very good job.
If you'll excuse me, Mrs. C said, I'll just go out to the kitchen and finish cooking the dinner.
We'll come and help, said Aunt Astrid, Sonia, Kirsten, and Cousin James B.
Oh, my,
Mrs. C said. And in the kitchen, oh, they're all talking.
This is not the way Nick likes his cranberry sauce. I'll fix it.
I'll make the gravy.
Does everyone like it lumpy?
I have a new way to do mashed potatoes.
Whack them with a frying pan. It never fails. Sonia, dear, shouldn't you cook them first?
I'll start with my surprise dessert. No peeking.
But in the living room, things are not going much better.
Is the race on TV yet, Nick?
Boris asked Santa.
Oh, no,
Bertie groaned.
We don't have to watch those silly yaks racing around and around the pole, do we? What do you mean, silly? You got something better to do?
Boris shouted.
Lots of interesting things, but you wouldn't know anything about anything interesting,
Bertie answered.
Oh, yeah, take that back, or else I will not. Meet me outside in 5 minutes.
Oh, my. Poor Santa. His brother-in-laws don't seem to get along very well. And now they have gone outside to have a fight. But not just any kind of fight. What kind of fight are they having?
Snowball.
a snowball fight. And now the kids say, can we play too? Watch out, Dad. But the moms have come out and they look and say, oh my. Because sure enough, they're smacking each other in the heads with snowballs. Oh, look at this. Come to the pageant at 4. No pets allowed, especially Oscar. Children, come with me. Let's go to the library. We are going to put on a Christmas pageant for the family before dinner. So the opera singing aunt has come to the table and has said, we're going to have all the children come and put on a play, which is so much fun. A pageant is another way for saying a show. Okay. Lisbeth and Lena, you will be angels. Eric, you will be a shepherd. Lucas, you will be a sheep. Emil and Leaf, you will be a camel. Emil in the front and Leaf in the back. Emma, my little pet, you will hold my spear while I sing. Baby Willie, you stay out of the way. And I will be the Christmas star. Oh my goodness. At 4 o'clock, Olga threw open the door and boomed, let the pageant begin! And then everyone is singing. And the family claps because that's what you do when your family puts on a play. Come to the dining room, everyone. Dinner is ready, said Mrs. C. The children had their own table, and some of them didn't like it. But everybody has thoughts here at the table, and they're all over the place. Nice spread, sure is. I had to change up with my costume. Ooh, it looks delicious. Please sit. Turkey again? No hot dogs. Oh, Willie, I'll sit here. I don't like this table. What's wrong with it? I do. Dinner was a mess. I'll just go into the kitchen and put the finishing touches on dessert. Turn out the lights, somebody. Oh no, the chef cousin has a special plan to make something that needs to be in the dark. But look at the table. I mean, I think that this friend of Lars, his pet, is not helping things at all because he has decided to eat all of the food. And, oh no, ta-da, my fiery flaming plum pudding. So, the chef that's a cousin has brought in a tray that has a fire on it, and it has exploded everywhere. Bam! And it looks kind of like a meteor shower is what they're saying. Somebody says, call the fire department, and then somebody says, it's a shooting star. And then they get fireworks, and oh my goodness, what a mess. I bet that was not fun to clean up. Everyone slept late the next morning. In the afternoon, the family gathered in the hall to hug and kiss and say goodbye. And would you take a look at Aunt Ula's purse, Philip? What has she done? She's jammed a lot of their house into her purse.
Best Christmas ever, Nick. It was so great to be together. Oscar had a wonderful time. Nick, thanks for inviting him.
The pageant was wonderful, Olga. Grazie, thank you, okay? Will you teach me to play the piano next time? Me too.
James, I will never forget the fiery flaming plum pudding.
Will you send me your mashed potato recipe, Sonia? Next time I hope to eat my dessert before it burns up.
I got my puppy dog. I got my pussy cat.
No, dears. They belong to Uncle Santa and Auntie C.
Merry Christmas and thank you, Uncle Santa and Auntie C.
No puppy dog. No pussy cat.
So everybody's all talking here at once, and there's a lot of stuff that's going on. And then what is Aunt Ula doing?
Going out the door.
She's leaving, but she's literally taking the wreath on the front door with her. And Santa thinks, where's the wreath? And Mrs. Claus says,
Well, I think they had a good time, even Oscar. I'm glad we had everyone after all.
It wasn't too bad then.
Oh my, not at all.
Are you sure?
Santa says, looking around. And my goodness, there's stuff on the floor and the house is just totally coming apart and the dog and the cat are hiding because they've been chased. The whole book. And that's the end. And he hangs a sign on his door that says, "Do not disturb until January 6th. So he's giving himself a week off to clean up his house and set things right. And friends, that's just the way it is with the holidays. When we get together with our friends and family, sometimes things don't go as planned. Sometimes messes happen and we get stuff everywhere. But do you know what the best part about it is? Even if you have to just clean it up afterwards, spending time with family is worth it. Right?
Right.
Right. The end.